All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running
up. Hi, this is Doesn't Get a Guy, Jeff from Albuquerque. And my idea for show 250 is 250 shows and still no Green Hornet read by OG. Have a good one, guys. Take it easy. Still enjoying the show. Glad you guys are back. Bye.
So there you go.
Oh, he had it right, at least.
Well, technically, he
technically,
is right. I have not read a single issue of Green Hornet.
Technically, though, Doesn't Get a Guy doesn't get it. Because I didn't say that I was really interested in having you read Green Hornet. What I said was I wanted you to watch the 60s TV show.
Listen, at least Doesn't Get a Guy is consistent in his doesn't get it-ness.
Let's also mention that the star of that show, Van Williams,
yes,
is actually going to be at a nostalgia convention in Maryland, I think, this weekend.
I thought he was dead.
He's not dead.
How old is
Bruce
that guy?
Bruce Lee is dead.
Bruce Lee is dead.
How old is that guy? Effing old.
Effing old. All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
So, Doesn't Get a Guy from Albuquerque. Is it Jeff from Albuquerque?
I don't know. Doesn't Get a Guy.
You're going to win yourself the fancy Cotobaquia X-Wing ice trays.
Yes, CotoUS.com.
That's right.
You can check out all the great products from Coto. We talk about them each and every week here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the fabulous silicone ice trays.
That's right.
And, you've won yourself the X-Wing one for the Enter Our... name our 250th episode contest. It's almost hot enough in here for this to be the 2012 Too Darn Hot.
You know, episode. I put that out there on the Twitter this morning.
Yeah.
And there are a couple longtime listeners that were like, I look forward to that episode every year. Because I think it's really, we just hit some sort of delirium.
Yeah.
About halfway through the episode.
I don't know.
We start
that we're
to slur.
If it was tomorrow, I think we would definitely be there.
It would be trouble.
It would be trouble. But right now, I think we're going to hold tight. Hey, we had another entry for that, which we both thought was really funny.
Episode
we had several entries, but we had one that we really thought was very funny.
This one was via the Facebook.
Right.
Episode 250, robbed, watered down, but still potting strong.
Potting. P-O-D-D-I-N-G.
That's right.
So when OG first tells me this, he said potting, like P-O-T-T-I-N-G. And we were like, So how are we going to, what's the angle here? Are we going to like, we're going to make gardening jokes all episode?
Green thumb jokes.
What we decided though is that podding is an interesting word, and that's why we're calling this episode,
that's right,
Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 252, we're calling it podding.
So Lou G for having the runner up in the 250 contest and naming episode 252,
right,
in a way, we're going to give you another randomly drawn ice tray from the Kodo ice tray pile.
There you go, from kodous.com.